Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Happy Independence Day! We have a very special patriotic-themed program today with John Wayne. Your patriotic spirit will be stirred as you hear the Duke share how he feels about America.
Happy Independence Day. I'm James Collins. From everyone here at the Watchman on the Wall, we wish you a blessed 4th of July. Today, we're going to celebrate our country's freedom by listening to selections from the album America, Why I Love Her, by legendary actor John Wayne. John Wayne was an American icon. His film career lasted for over 50 years, and he appeared in 179 motion pictures. Nicknamed the Duke, John Wayne was extremely patriotic. In 1973, he recorded an album of poetry. The album, titled America, Why I Love Her, was released on March 1st, 1973. Let's listen now to the title track of the album. Here is John Wayne with America, Why I Love Her.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as you rush into the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore and thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
I'm James Collins, and you're listening to a special 4th of July edition of The Watchman on the Wall, spotlighting America, Why I Love Her by John Wayne. America, Why I Love Her consists of patriotic poems written by actor John Mitchum, the brother of Robert Mitchum. The idea for the album came about when actor Forrest Tucker heard John Mitchum recite his poem, Why Are You Marching, Son? Tucker and Mitchum were on location with John Wayne, shooting the 1970 Western film Chisholm. Tucker asked him to read the poem to John Wayne, and halfway through the reading, Wayne had tears in his eyes. John Wayne told Mitchum, "I've never recorded anything in my life, but I'm going to record an album of your poetry." Let's listen now to John Wayne as he recites John Mitchum's poem, The Hyphen.
The hyphen, Webster's dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. A hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more, stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
As divided as our nation has become, that song is more relevant today than when John Wayne recorded it back in 1973. I'm James Collins, and you're listening to a special edition of The Watchman on the Wall. We are spotlighting selections from John Wayne's album, America, Why I Love Her. When the album was originally released in 1973, Mary Campbell of the Associated Press wrote that the album was, quote, tastefully done, not overproduced, and the poems don't sound like the work of an amateur, close quote. She chose My Roots Are Buried Here as the album's best track. Let's listen now to My Roots Are Buried Here.
On a trail drive from Texas, down by the Rio Grande, we drove past the Medina, dry and bitter land, where before the Longhorn streamed along, Grass Range once was there. Now we heard them in silence with a feeling of despair. The day was hot, the wind was dry, and the mesquite barred the way. McGay and the cactus tried to drain our lives away. We came up to a ranch house, dying in the desert sun. Looked at the old spread over, couldn't see anyone. Then from the ranch house, a man stepped out. He was old beyond his years. A viejo caballero, whose eyes filled up with tears. I have nothing for you, senores, he said. My hacienda's empty now. There was a time. He shook his head and gave a gentle bow. I asked him why he'd stayed on in a place where hope was dead. He looked up at me and his face grew soft. This is what he said. Mis raíces están aquí. My roots are buried here. Now I've punched cattle from the Rio Grande to the cold Montana plains. And I've pushed them through New Mexico and through Arizona rains. I've seen ranchers hang on when it's been 45 below and the thoughts always crossed my mind as to why they just don't go to a place where life is easier and where nature is not so hard. And then the past comes floating back, and I'm in that viejo's yard. I think of him and his quiet pride and of the things that he has done, and I know that if men battle back at the snow or the broiling sun, they'll live their responsibilities to the land that they love best. America will proudly stand, and in her vigil will not rest, for no matter what may lie ahead, the answer is loud and clear. Mis raíces están aquí. My roots are buried here.
My roots are buried here. That was the Duke, John Wayne. Today on this Independence Day edition of The Watchman on the Wall, we're listening to cuts from America, Why I Love Her by John Wayne. On the album, the Duke reads poetry written by John Mitchum with backing from an orchestra and a choir. Billy Liebert arranged and conducted the orchestra, and he also produced the album. In an interview upon the album's release, John Wayne explained his attraction to the material. He said, quote, "John Mitchum thinks like I think and writes like I wish I could," close quote. Wayne said that his favorite track on the record was The People, which asserts that the greatness of America is found in its people and provides examples of such greatness, including Sandy Koufax staring down a batter, Fred Astaire dancing on gossamer wings, Billy Graham bringing God to millions, and Mahalia Jackson closing her eyes in devotion. Here now is John Wayne with The People.
What makes the world America ring when the sun rises the air? It's people, her people who have done their own thing with blood, sweat, and tears and a prayer.
Louis Armstrong on a golden trumpet. Marian Anderson singing the Lord's Prayer. The savage power of Jack Dempsey. And the quiet pride of Jesse Owens. Merle Haggard singing Okey from Muskogee. Chet Atkins picking a guitar. Bing Crosby at Christmas time. And Charles Lindbergh crossing the Atlantic alone.
A sharecropper's son, an immigrant boy, a hobo who rode all the
Sandy Koufax staring down at a batter while Willie Mays chants his Say Hey. Maria Tallchief lighting in Swan Lake while Fred Astaire dances on gossamer wings. Billy Graham bringing God to millions. Jonas Salk bringing hope to the world. Mahalia Jackson closing her eyes in devotion. And Johnny Cash singing at the White House.
What makes the word America ring with the song that brightens the air? It's people, the people who have done their own thing with blood, sweat, and tears and a prayer.
Willie Shoemaker booting swaps home while Eddie Arcaro wins the Triple Crown on Citation. Arnie Palmer winning the Open while Eddie Arnold is winning hearts. Tom Harmon threading the field for Michigan while Bob Morrison plays his heart out for Troy. Kate Smith singing God Bless America, and Irving Berlin who wrote it. Then there are those unheralded whose dedication to our country is strong and true. The builders of America, those who make her factories hum, the loggers of her great forests, the men who labor deep in her mines, and the man who works with his hands, the farmer who toils from dawn to dusk, those who carry her bountiful yield to all the states of our Union, the railroaders, our merchant sailors, the airline pilots, and those modern knights of the road, the truck drivers. These and others like them have earned their right to walk proudly with the knowledge that their goals were achieved through honest toil and in the spirit of harmony found in the people working together in this great land.
What makes the world America ring when the sun brightens the air?
It's people, her people, who have done their own thing with blood, sweat, and tears and a prayer.
I'm James Collins, and this is a special 4th of July edition of The Watchman on the Wall. Today, we're featuring cuts from John Wayne's America, Why I Love Her. Once again, here is John Wayne, the Duke, with The Good Things.
We hear a lot about war or hurricanes that hit our shore. We hear a lot about hard times and a good deal more about the crimes that make the front pages of our news. But all that does is sing the blues about America. Now, what are the good things in our lives? About the men who love their wives, who take their kids when they go fishing, spend their working days just wishing to make things better. A fireman who climbs a tree and sets a little kitten free. A policeman who helps you cross the avenue. A man who stops when you're broken down and asks if you need a lift to town, or simply says, "Friend, what can I do?" Have you stopped at a grocery store and watched a kid who's bit off more than his 5 or 10 cent piece can chew? He needs just 2 cents or three to get that soda pop to see him. You get that feeling? Why not? And you come through. And how about on a Sunday morning, the sun's up high and the day is morning and church bells break the stillness in the sky? All your neighbors and your friends climb in the family car again and go to church. Never question why. Then you look at the USA, the folks that work, their kids at play, and looking back you see how hard they've tried to keep this country free and strong. And somehow you've known all along the answer's here, right in your own backyard. For as long as you believe in love and faith, hope, God above, the future of this land of ours is strong. And most of us feel just that way, and that's the truth. So let us say, America can't be so very wrong.
You are listening to the Watchman on the Wall program from Southwest Radio Ministries. Today we are listening to selections from America, Why I Love Her by John Wayne. I'm James Collins. You know, I grew up in a small town in southeast Oklahoma. Each day in my little school, we started the morning with the Lord's Prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. I guess it has something to do with the way that I was raised, or perhaps I'm just old-fashioned, but I believe that you should stand and show respect to our flag by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I suppose that John Wayne was old-fashioned too. Here he is now with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. What do those words mean to you? To me, they say, "Thank you, America, for your strength, your courage, and for our freedom, which has been a beacon to the world for 200 years.
Of the United States of America.
Whose bright stars are 50 states, each bearing its own stamp of individuality. People, 200 million strong. People who have come to her from all corners of the earth.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
A land of laws, an ingenious system of checks and balances that allows no man to become a tyrant and lets no group prevail if their power is not tempered with a real concern for the governed. A land where the right of dissent and of free speech is jealously guarded, where the ballot box is the sword and the people its wielder.
One nation under God.
A land where freedom of worship is a cornerstone of her being. A land graced with temples and churches, synagogues and altars that rise in profusion to embrace all the religions of the world.
Indivisible.
A land forged by the hot steel of raw courage and formed forever by the awful crucible of civil war.
With liberty.
Where man, in pursuit of an honest life, will not be denied his chance. Where her citizens move freely within her vast borders without hindrance or fear. A land brimming with opportunity, where freedom of choice is the guideline for all.
And justice.
The courts of our land are open to all. Its wheels of justice grind for all causes, all people. They look to every avenue for justice, every concern of the law, and they temper their reasoning with mercy for all.
In its first 2 weeks of release, America, Why I Love Her sold more than 100,000 copies. For his performance on the album, John Wayne was nominated in 1974 for the Grammy Award for Best Spoken Word Album. In an interview, Wayne said that he hoped the album would cause people in our country to come together. After the September 11th attacks in 2001, the album was re-released on compact disc. It soon sold more than 1 million copies. Not long after, when the American military began to suffer casualties in Afghanistan and Iraq, one song on the album began to be played on radio. On this Independence Day, we pause now to honor all the men and women in our armed forces who have died so that we might be free. Here once again is John Wayne with Taps.
It was July in Virginia. The scent of the dogwood and the laurel lay heavy on the land, while the burgeoning fruit of the peach and the apple marked the full sway of summer. For 7 fateful days, the trees, the flowers, yes, the very ground itself, had shuddered under the roar of cannon, bark of howitzers, and the crackling of a legion of rifles. Now all was silent. The sledgehammer blows of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson had mauled the Army of the Potomac and and yet that army was not destroyed. 7,000 men had fallen in that dreadful week, and the savagery of the conflict was grimly evident in the river of wounded that wound through the green hills. Now a new sound drifted in the soft evening sky. For Colonel Dan Butterfield, a courageous and able soldier, was also a man of music. To honor his fallen comrades, he had composed a simple and heart-rending melody. On July 2nd, in the year of 1862, its strains floated over the graves that scarred the dark Virginia earth. It has been more than 100 years since that sound was born, but those notes have never died away. Every night of the year, throughout the world, fighting men of America from the north and the south, the east and the west, close their eyes in sleep to its call. And in each of their hearts, there glows a fierce surge of pride.
Thank you for listening to this special 4th of July edition of The Watchman on the Wall from Southwest Radio Ministries. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Today's program has been taken from the CD America, Why I Love Her by John Wayne. Get your own copy of this patriotic classic when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or order online, swrc.com. Tomorrow, Jeff Kinley answers the question, will God's wrath fall on America? Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.